I'm speaking to Joe Oliver, who's Education Officer at the University of Sheffield Union of Students. And Joe, how many people have you got travelling down from Sheffield?
Well, from Sheffield University itself, we've got 600 students on 12 different coaches. But from Sheffield the city, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say I think there'll be about 1,000 people on the streets of London today, because we've got our 600, a couple of hundred Sheffield Hallam, the other university in Sheffield. Two local schools are sending coaches. And I've had a huge number of texts and phone calls and emails and tweets of people saying they're meeting there. So I do think we'll nearly have 1,000 or over 1,000 people from Sheffield in London today.
And Sheffield, obviously, the constituency there of Nick Clegg, Deputy Prime Minister. Do you think that has anything to do in his apparent or alleged burn? Do you think that has anything to do with the kind of people coming down?
I think the fact that we've got someone so visible in Sheffield, because obviously everyone, whereas they might not have known before the election, now everybody knows who Nick Clegg is in Sheffield, and Sheffield generally seems pretty united in opposition to what he's doing to higher education. And there's a very big worry among Sheffield students and also Sheffield residents that the social divisions we see in our city will only be deepened by people from poorer backgrounds and backgrounds where they don't traditionally have experienced higher education being deterred by the level of debt they'll face of the £9,000 fees a year from going into university. So I really think people are very angry at Nick Clegg, and the particular fact that he signed the pledge, I remember him signing it, saying, I pledge to vote against higher fees and campaign for a fair alternative. And indeed, the Liberal Democrats' manifesto stated that they abolished tuition fees within 6 years, and he now seems to be doing exactly the opposite. And I really think for everyone in Sheffield who thinks about the issue of tuition fees, there's a real issue of trust here if a politician does the exact opposite of what they say they do. And I've just been looking on Wikipedia actually at the election results in Sheffield constituencies. And there's two big student seats, and I've got a huge number of students in Sheffield. And in Sheffield Hallam, 79% of people voted for candidates who said they would vote against higher fees. The Green candidate, Nick Clegg, of course, was the main one. He got a huge number of votes from students who queued up to vote for him. And also the Labour candidate had signed up for this NUS pledge there and was against higher fees. And likewise in Sheffield Central, the other big student seat in Sheffield, it was even higher. I think it was 87% of people voted either the Green or Lib Dem, all for candidates who made tuition fees and fighting against them a huge part of their campaign. So I think people are absolutely furious at Nick Clegg. Talking to a senior academic in the university the other day, I slightly nervously mentioned this demonstration or campaign to try and get Nick Clegg to keep his promise. I wasn't really sure how they'd react, but they were delighted. They said, I think you're a university and the whole city behind you. So I really think Nick Clegg's a huge factor in the fact that we've got the highest number of students from any university coming to this demonstration today.
Okay, and you're not far away now, I gather. How far away are you, and what's the plan once you arrive?
I'm just passing Oxford Circus Station, the bus stop for it at least. So I think we'll be there 10-20 minutes, depending on the traffic. And when we arrive is we take part in the march, we take part in the rally, we march past Westminster and Downing, hopefully make enough noise and be loud and proud enough that our voices are heard in the chamber where Nick Clegg will be doing Prime Minister's questions. We're going to be meeting up with a lot of colleagues from all over the country. I don't know quite how many students will be there, but some paper was reporting possibly 30,000. So if that's true, that'll be a brilliant number. And many more protests have been on any sort of student demonstration for at least a generation. So I think they think, and we really want to just show how valuable we think higher education is and how much care about this issue. And students, if this is how many students we can get down from Sheffield to London on a cold morning in November, that on any other day, students really do care about this issue. We do think it's important. And as I say, students vote in record numbers in Sheffield Hallam, and they're not going to forget what Nick Clegg does if he votes for higher fees. And we, as a student movement, loved having Nick Clegg as an ally. He was a really great advocate for students before he was in government. So we'd really like to have him back. And I think the Liberal Democrats can retain their kind of title as the party of students, and that perception that if they oppose higher fees, which they said they do, if they, then I think they're really Nick Clegg is cutting his political wrists, and I think a lot of Liberal Democrat members will be cutting up their membership cards. So I think we just want to show how important this issue is, and hopefully do in a good humoured way, have humorous placards, show that we're just the angry, but we do very much care about the issue.
Hey, well, Joe, you're breaking up slightly at the end there, but thank you. It's good to talk to you. And
okay, thank you very much. See you soon. Thank you.